William Morrow and Harper Audio present Fleet Elements by Walter John Williams, performed by Victor Baveen. Chapter 1. His nerves seemed scorched by fire. His ribs had tightened their grip on his lungs, and his heart lurched in his chest. Martinez paused for a moment in the boarding tube, took several breaths, and then opened the top buttons on his uniform tunic. Caroline, Lady Sula, had just marched back into his life. She and her crew had come off their captured ship, Stryver, taken after killing over 40 black-clad Legion fanatics in pitched battle. Sula and her companions had been beaten to hell by weeks of hard deceleration, and the exhaustion clearly showed, but still there was a swagger in their walk, the strut of victors on parade. Sula had carried a home-built machine pistol over her shoulder on its strap, and the rest were armed with pistols, rifles, and shotguns. Most were officers in the fleet, but only one wore uniform, for the rest had boarded Stryver disguised as travelers and immigrants. All but one were human. And that other was a young Tormenelle female who wore an exquisite Chesco gown shining with mirrors and silver thread, accessorized with a Legion sidearm and gunbelt. Martinez remembered that it was with this sort of army that Sula had stormed the high city of Zonsha, and now it looked as if they were ready to storm the high city all over again. Even though his relationship with Sula had blown up years ago, he still dreamed about her, conjured old memories of the warm, white-gold hair brushing his shoulder, the eyes that burned with jade-green fire as they gazed into his, the pale skin that flushed at his touch. When he woke lying next to his wife, it was with Sula's Sandama twilight perfume singing in his senses. The Sula who appeared in his dreams was a synthesis of his own tangled desires, and now these fantasies were torn to shreds by the appearance of the real thing. Sula was exhausted from days of high G. Pain lined her face. She wore an old gray jumpsuit, and she had chopped her pale blonde hair short, so that she could hide it under a wig while traveling in disguise. But still, she was the most beautiful thing Martinez had ever seen, and the sight of her buried itself like an arrow in his heart. The pale, bone-tired woman in the worn jumpsuit set a fire running in his blood, and now, panting for breath in the boarding tube, he had no idea how he could survive the next few meetings. When Sula's gang of pirates came swaggering from the Stryver, Martinez had been one of a party waiting to welcome them. Fortunately, he hadn't been expected to do or say anything. The honor of welcoming Sula's party went to Michi Chen, who commanded the 4th Fleet here at Harzapit. Sula marched up to Michi and braced at the salute. "Lady Fleetcom," she said, "here I am." "You are very welcome," Michi said. "I've scheduled a meeting with you and some of the others for tomorrow, but I know you all must be exhausted, so I'll show you to your new assigned quarters, and then I'll leave you alone. If you want food or other refreshment, please send for it, and if any of you need medical attention, that's available too." "What I most want," Sula said, "is the strongest massage therapist on the station." Michi nodded. "I can find that for you. But please introduce me to your crew." Martinez stood in silence while the introductions went on. Sula had brought 18 officers, cadets, and enlisted, along with a few civilians. The Tormenelle in the Chesco gown turned out to be none other than Lady Corridon, the young head of a family lately notorious for the number of its clan leaders who had died in implausible accidents. Michi introduced her own party. And when she mentioned Martinez's name, he gave a brisk nod and made his eyes go unfocused, so that he wouldn't see Sula's expression. Michi led her guests to the line of open-top cars, identical boxy vehicles made by Sunray, and painted in the viridian green of the fleet. Sula joined Michi in the lead car. Martinez took the second car along with Lieutenant Captain Naz Vajana, who had made his name suppressing the Yormak rebellion on Esli. They made polite conversation as the party sped with a whir of electric motors through the busy fleet dockyard, past the war...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?